From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Ben Hopper and Jerry Murphy are huddled over a vacuum pump that isn't working.
Okay, I gotta fire this back up.
Okay.
Still nothing.
These two guys travel across the country to help set up equipment for Mission of Mercy events. These are two-day dental clinics that provide fillings, cleanings, and extractions free of charge to people who can't otherwise afford it. 31 states have events like this. This is the fourth time it's happened in Missouri, each time in a different city. This year it's being housed at the Hearn Center, a sports arena in Columbia. Between Friday and Saturday, organizers expect as many as 2,000 patients to come through the clinic. It's Thursday now, the day before the event, about 2 in the afternoon, and Ben and Jerry, yes, those are their real names, have been here since 7:30 in the morning, setting up the tables, chairs, and dental stations all those patients will use. They're just about finished. All that's left to do is get this vacuum pump working. The vacuum is blowing instead of sucking. It's a problem because this vacuum connects to the suction devices at about a quarter of the dental stations at this clinic. That means this pump will be responsible for sucking all of the saliva from about 500 people's mouths in the next 2 days and dumping it all into a big biohazard container. The dentist will have a tough time if all that spit is in the way. But Ben is not concerned.
Sometimes if it gets wired wrong, a couple wires are switched around, it blows instead of sucks up. So we just got to switch those around, it'll be working.
Sure enough, they switch the wires and try the pump again.
All right, pump it back on.
And just like that, the stations are ready to go. The clinic is first come, first serve. Doors will open from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and again on Saturday. In that time, they will try to treat as many patients as possible while it's open. Outside the arena, patients are already starting to gather, with a plan to spend the night in line and be the first in the doors Friday morning. KBIA's Sarah Shariari was there.
It's 8 o'clock in the evening, and a line of 30 people snakes along the edge of the Hearn Center. They've brought chairs and coolers and sleeping bags and are getting ready to spend the night camped out. There's a light smell of cigarette smoke in the humid evening air. This looks like a line of fans waiting to buy concert tickets, or shoppers waiting for the doors to open at a Black Friday sale. But these people from all over central Missouri will get an even better value for their time. Free dental care that would usually cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars, depending on how much work they need done. Many people here need multiple extractions or reconstruction of broken teeth to deal with long-term painful conditions. Seth Nevels was first in line. He's a cook at a restaurant in Sedalia, and he's young, just 23.
I think I got eight teeth that need pulled and then some fillings as well, so.
His pain is constant.
It ripples through your whole body too, and it can affect everything. I mean, not to mention just your mental state obviously is gonna be affected. But, you know, you're gonna be more irritable and grouchy and unable to handle stuff or concentrate with that much pain.
Nevels doesn't have dental insurance, so it's unlikely he'd be able to get this care anytime soon if not for the clinic. There's very little solid information on how many Missourians go without dental insurance. According to a Surgeon General's report from 15 years ago, for every adult without health insurance, there are 3 without dental insurance. Following that equation, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services estimated in 2014 that some 2.4 million Missouri adults, or roughly 53% of the adult population, could be without. Think about that. That's more than half of the adults in Missouri going without dental coverage. Margie Hughes from Moberly is second in line, and she's one of them.
Dental expenses are just outrageous. I've had 2 teeth pulled in the past 5 years, $300 a piece, and when you're on disability, you know, and you don't get coverage for it, you know.
The state of her teeth is a constant worry.
I need approximately 6 or 7 teeth pulled because they're all broke off in my mouth. And I have puff pockets on my upper gums and stuff that I have to manually drain 3-4 times a day in order to keep it from swelling so bad and keeping the pain down.
Gary Borer is from Monroe City, a town of 2,500 people about 2 hours away from Columbia. He has health insurance through his job, but hasn't had dental insurance for years. He smiles to show a line of broken and cracked teeth that a dentist told him would cost $4,200 to fix.
I used to have dental care back. I lived in Florida, and I had dental care, and they filled a bunch of them, where then the job went debunked, and I lost the insurance. After that, I couldn't afford it no more, and now all the fillings is coming out, the teeth are breaking off, and I just can't afford to get them pulled. So.
His strategy has been to take care of the very worst and most painful teeth as they act up, and as he can pay for it.
If one gets really abscessed or something, then I'll go get it pulled. But other than that, I won't. I mean, it used to be go get a tooth pulled for $20. That don't work that way anymore.
At 9 o'clock, more people arrive with family members and friends, joining the orderly line and setting up their chairs, blankets, and food. The doors still won't open for another 8 hours.
That's Sarah Shariari. Eight hours later, at 5 a.m. Friday morning, it's still dark outside. Crickets are chirping in the few trees pocking the edges of the parking lot. Overhead, an almost full moon shines down wider and brighter than the street lamps. There are hundreds of people in line now, snaked all the way from the entrance doors across the side of the arena, then along a sidewalk, then around the edges of the parking lot. Paul Roberts comes out to address the crowd. He's the foundation and outreach director at the Missouri Dental Association.
Okay, good morning. About a half an hour, we'll open the doors. I just want to kind of give you an idea of what to expect and how you can help us help you, because you are our guest.
Handling this many patients in such a short period of time requires a highly orchestrated plan. The first thing patients do when they get inside is rinse their mouths with mouthwash. Then it's on to registration, followed by a general health screening, then a dental screening, then the people that need x-rays get them, then it's on to a waiting area, where they sit until there's an open chair for their procedure. This might be a short wait or a long one, depending on the procedure. At each step along the way, there are people volunteering their time and services, working as greeters, as translators, escorts, hygienists, dentists, oral surgeons. There are more than 1,000 volunteers over the course of the weekend, making the entire event possible. And helping to organize all of them is one woman, Lori Henderson, a pediatric dentist from Columbia. She's been helping to plan this event for more than a year. KBIA's Rebecca Smith followed her as she put out one fire after another throughout Friday morning.
Lori Henderson's day began with a problem. Temporary air conditioner units had been rented to cool down the gym where the event is being held. It doesn't have its own AC, and today's temperature will be in the 90s. But when she arrived at 4 a.m. this morning, she found that the generator that powered the air conditioning had broken overnight.
It was a bit warmer in there than it was outside.
So she and other volunteers moved the large industrial fans for cooling people outside, inside, and made sure they had handheld fans, the kind on a stick that you wave back and forth, for the people in the line outside. Now it's 10 a.m., and as the day begins to heat up, Lori walks up and down the line of patients outside, making sure they are keeping cool.
And the line is down quite a bit. I hope it's moving for the sake of all these wonderful people. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Temperatures outside are approaching 90 degrees, and she decides to take a small break to cool off in the misters set up outside. Essentially, these are PVC pipe doorways that spray a mist of water through numerous tiny holes. Some of the youngest patients in line are already there.
It's awfully hot out here. I'm going to go through this mister, like the kids, because it feels pretty good, doggone good.
I'm not hot at all.
Back inside, Lori is sitting with a patient from Fulton, Missouri, the seat of a rural county about half an hour east of Columbia. She is helping to ensure the patient, a woman named Heather, gets the proper treatment.
I'm acting as Heather's escort because we have a unique circumstance here, and we're just going to expedite that so that we can continue to take care of her and our other patients that are waiting. So I wear many hats, so we're all hanging in here together.
Missouri has 4,000 licensed dentists, but only 751 work in areas that are classified as rural, even though more than 2 million Missourians live in rural areas. The majority of Missouri's counties, 99 out of the 114, are also dental health professional shortage areas, meaning officially, the federal government says there aren't enough oral health professionals to meet the needs of the county's residents. One state report says that leaves more than 1 million Missourians without routine access to dental care. Those rural areas also tend to have higher rates of low income. And Lori says urban or rural, the real issue is the ability to pay.
If people can't afford to go, it wouldn't matter if you had 15 dentists.
She says that's where Medicaid adult dental benefits would help. Children, pregnant women, and people with certain disabilities are all eligible for dental benefits under Medicaid, but it's up to the states to decide whether to also offer benefits to adults. The Missouri state government hasn't funded Medicaid adult dental benefits since 2005.
People are caught in a hard place. We hope someday we'll have one of these clinics all set up and there'll be nobody in line, or 50 people in line, because then that'll mean that we've done something legislatively that is a more inclusive solution.
Finally, last year, the state actually budgeted for Medicaid adult dental benefits, but it was among the funds the governor withheld to balance the 2015 budget. It's been included in the 2016 budget as well, but whether it will fall victim to withholding again is yet to be seen. For now, the only option for many Missourians are to go to the ER when dental pain becomes unbearable or just not receive needed dental care. One report by the state says there are lots of non-traumatic dental complaints at ERs in Missouri, 60,000 each year. Back on the clinic floor, Lori finds out they need more oral surgeons, so she heads to where the volunteers are eating lunch.
Do we have any dentists here that will be willing, when they're finished with lunch, to do oral surgery? We found four upstairs, one down here.
After about 15 minutes, she finds all the dentists she needs.
Okay, I think we did our duty. Let's eat some lunch.
That's Rebecca Smith. Saturday goes much the same as Friday. Hundreds of people queued outside for free dental services. By 2 in the afternoon, a sign hangs on the door saying the event has reached its capacity. There are still a few hundred people inside, though, waiting for procedures, and it will take until 5 to see them all. Ben and Jerry are already breaking down one of the rows of stations, folding up chairs and emptying the water from each station's tools into a waste bucket. They'll load the equipment onto a trailer and send it on to its next mission of Mercy Clinic, up in Fairbanks, Alaska. After that, there are 8 more events this year in places like Fresno, California, and Washington, D.C. Then next year, they'll do it all again. These clinics exist, and they continue to exist because the need itself exists throughout the country. That's why people are willing to wait in line for hours on a hot, humid summer day in Missouri to get their teeth pulled. Because really, most of them can't get dental care otherwise. By 4:30, the day has wound down. Most of the waiting and screening areas have been packed up. Across the room, there are only a handful of dental chairs with their lights still shining into the mouths of the last few patients of the day. By 4:45, there's only one. A few minutes later, he sits up and gets out of his chair, walks across the room towards the exit where his fiancée is waiting. He smiles wide to show her his new grin. His name is Kenneth Fanning.
Well, I've needed my teeth done for over 5 years. Yeah, I've had to actually lance my infected gums with sewing needles myself. So, yeah, to get things done so I don't have to worry about that, yeah.
He made the drive this morning from Dixon, Missouri, about an hour and a half away. He got in line at 5 a.m., went through, and had 2 teeth pulled. Then, because the clinic only does 1 procedure at a time, he got back in line and waited to have his front 4 teeth reconstructed. He's just finishing now, 12 hours after he got in line this morning. All that waiting, he says, it's worth it.
I mean, it'll change my life. I know it will. It'll be easier. I won't have to worry about smiling anymore. Probably won't embarrass my kids. I mean, my front teeth were horrendous. Now they're I can smile without worrying about it.
Kenneth and his fiance walk out the exit, and that's that. The final patient of the weekend, number 1,723, is out the door. Next year, Missouri will do it all over again, this time in the city of Independence, where they'll expect about 2,000 more patients. That's it for this special report from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk. Music on this program from Poddington Bear. To hear this story again and to see photos from the Mission of Mercy Clinic, visit kbia.org. For Sarah Shariari and Rebecca Smith, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.